My podcasts are all about how to be a successful adult, or adulting, as they like to say these days. I'm going to cover topics such as finance, credit, relationships, health, education, work, everything in between. Everything that you need, the skills you need, tips, tricks, things that you might not have been taught, things that you might learn from, on how to be a successful adult. Now, today's podcast is about credit. Your credit score follows you. It's with you from the time you turn 18 till you die. That score stays with you. It changes. It fluctuates. I mean, from week to week, it'll fluctuate depending on how you're using credit. Maybe you don't have credit. Maybe you have bad credit. I'll get into bad credit later and how to repair it. It is very easy to ruin your credit, and it's a lot more difficult to repair your credit. So if you can start off with a good foundation of good credit, then you're going to be in good shape. Now, why is credit important? Well, if you want to rent an apartment, they're going to run a credit check. Want to buy a car? Going to run a credit check. Buy a house? They're going to do a credit check. Get a job? They'll probably do a credit check. Your credit's not just the score, but the information in your credit report tells them things like, does this person pay their bills on time? Are they, you know, trustworthy in that way? Your score can get messed up over stuff, things that don't, you know, really mean you're not a good person. I mean, that I'm a good person, and my credit got completely screwed up when I got divorced. It dropped down to a really low score. Now, credit scores range anywhere from 350 at the low end to 850 at the top. And at a 350, that's a really difficult score to get that low, but it can get that low. So let's assume you're just starting out. You're young, you're 18, you feel like you're not going to need credit. Not for a while. You say, "Oh, I'm still in school. I'm going to be starting college, or I just started college. I don't need credit. I won't need credit for 5-6 years." That's great. Now's the perfect time to build your credit, because when you need it in 5 or 6 years, you'll have great credit. And if you have great credit, you go to buy a car, your interest rate will be way lower than your interest rate if you have not so good credit. Lower interest rate means you're going to save money. You go to buy a house. Say a house in California, which is where I live, an average 3-bedroom house in an average area, nothing special, you're looking at $350,000. Now, if you have a good credit score, you can get that for no money down, 3% down, 3.5% down, with a decent interest rate. Not so bad. If you have average or not so good credit, they may require 20% down. Now, 20% down on a $350,000 house is a lot of money to have to come up with. And then, of course, you're going to pay a higher interest rate. And a higher interest rate, even if it's 1% more interest rate, that can equal thousands of dollars more that you're spending on this house. So getting your credit in order when you're young is great. Now, what's the best way to do that? If you don't have credit, it's hard to get credit. Everyone knows that, or should know that. So companies aren't just offering you credit cards because you don't have one. They don't know that you're responsible, that you can pay your credit cards. And most people think, well, there's a lot of people actually that think credit cards are bad. Don't get one, pay everything cash. And you know what? You do save money if you pay everything cash, but you're also not helping your credit score. And you can get a credit card, use it, and not pay interest on it. So the best way, easiest thing to do first, which I totally 100% recommend, and is to go to creditkarma.com. No, they're not sponsoring me, although if they want to, hey, give me a call. Creditkarma.com is perfectly free. It doesn't impact your credit score. You can see everything on your credit report. You can, you know, see what your credit scores are. You might not have credit yet. That's okay. Get your credit.com or creditkarma.com account set up so that you can track your credit. You can get a creditkarma.com app on your phone, and you can just hit a button and scan your fingerprint or however you type in your password, whichever way you want to do it. Look at your credit score. Updates weekly. It's great. You can really keep track. That way, if there's a mistake, you can catch it before it really impacts your credit. So, and they're free, but they make money by recommending credit cards to you, recommending loans to you, things like that. So they get affiliate money. So what you want to do is get that set up. You can keep track of everything. So if your credit score is blank, or you don't have a credit score because you don't have credit, you're new to this, what you'll want to do is you'll want to get you a secured credit card. Now, what you want to look for in a secured credit card, don't worry about the interest rate. It could be 30%. Doesn't matter. The interest rate on a secured credit card doesn't matter. But you really, really want to have no annual fees. And there are lots of them out there with no annual fees. You can go get one from Citibank or somewhere like that that has no annual fees on a secured card and get it for, I don't know, a $200 secured card. Easy to get. So you get you a $200 secured credit card. Secured means you give them $200. They give you a credit card with a $200 limit. So basically, it's like a debit card, sort of. But after a while, it will become an unsecured card where that $200 will come back to you if you're in good standing with the company and everything for after like a year. So I wouldn't worry about the $200. Put down the $200, get you the $200 secured credit card. Now what you'll want to do is you will want to spend a little bit, not very much. Spend $20 a month or 30 bucks a month, whatever. Fill up your gas tank once a month. Set it for automatic payment. Whenever your due date is, set it for a week before your due date or whenever your payday is before your due date, and set it to automatically pay that off in full from your bank account. What this does is it saves you from having to worry about being late on a payment, which is bad for your credit score. It saves you from having to, basically you don't have to worry about it. It'll be done. But you don't have any interest. If you pay it off before the end of the month, you don't get charged an interest fee or an interest on that money that you spent. So you spend $20, you pay $20. You got a balance back to zero. That's great. It shows for that month you had a on-time payment, which helps your score. Every month that goes by increases the age of the card, which helps your credit score. And the most important factor is how much of your credit have you used, which is credit utilization. If you have $1,000 worth of credit and you're using $750 worth of that, that's 75% utilization. That's terrible. That will lower your score. You want that to be between 0 and 0. But realistically, anywhere between 0 and 10, you're good. Anything above that, it's going to impact your score. It's not going to impact your score very well. Up to, I think, around 20%, you're not going to, you're going to be okay. Above that, it's going to negatively impact your score. So you want to keep it at nothing. Then you don't have to pay interest. So have your card, use it a little bit every month, and pay it off in full. And that's it. And don't worry about it. And your score will jump. I mean, your score will jump a couple of hundred points, 100, 150 points, 120 points, something like that, just with that card within the first couple months. At that point, you should have a credit score of somewhere around 600, which is still considered low. But at 600, you could probably get another card, an unsecured card. Also decent. If you can do that, get you an unsecured card. And do the same thing with that card. They'll give you, you won't have to put down any money. Make sure it doesn't have annual fees. Don't worry what the interest rate is, just like the first one. And you're set. spend a little bit on it, spend 20 bucks a month on it, pay it off before it's due every month. Now, they used to think years ago, oh, well, you know, if you spend a bunch on it and you just make the minimum payments, they're getting more interest in it. It's good for you. It's better for your credit score. It's not. You do not want to have to carry a balance on those cards. If you're just trying to build your credit, do it that way. You'll get credit raises, things like that. Don't be tempted to buy something stupid that you don't need. Keep your credit score good. Keep your balance low. Now, if you've had these cards after a couple of years, if you've had, say, two cards, and you've had them for, I don't know, maybe 2 years, and then you decide, oh, I'm going to get a third card, well, guess what's going to happen? Your credit score is going to get lower, because it's going to take the average age of your credit, of your credit cards. So it's going to take the three of them. You've got two of them that are 2 years old or close to it, and then one that's only brand new. So your average, your credit, my mind went blank. That's what happens when it's this hot. The age of your credit cards, your average age, is going to go down, which will lower your credit score. But if you do need another card, you want to get another card, you can do that. The average age thing is temporary. It will go back up. But don't go crazy getting every credit card you can get. It's not going to make much of a difference. Get two or three, spend a little bit every month, and pay them off. Every card will have a monthly payment that is on time, and your credit utilization will be zero. That will help your credit score. Every single month, your credit score will go up. Now, ideally, you want your credit score, once you get above 720, 730, 740, you're doing pretty good. You've got good credit, and that's great. You get above 780, 800, you've got excellent credit, even better. That's where that's what you want to strive for, is to get up to the 800 mark. I mean, 850 is the top, a little harder to do. Once you know, if you buy a house or something, you've got a mortgage, eventually you can get up that high. But for your first couple of years, strive, push for that upper 700s mark, and you can get to it. Especially if you're just, if you don't need the credit right away. If you're in school, you're in college, you're just trying to build up your credit for later. That's the easiest way to do it, best way to do it. And always go back to Credit Karma and look, because they have alerts too. They will tell you if something new pops up on your credit report, they'll tell you, hey, there's a new account on your report and you need to go look, because it could be a utility bill that you didn't pay at some point. They got sent to collections and went right to your account, or right to your credit score, and that will hurt your credit score. Now, if you have a bad credit score, if you're older, you've screwed up your credit, messed up like I did and got married, which, you know, marriage isn't bad, it's just horrible. And you have a bad credit score and you have bad stuff on your credit report, and you look at it and you're like, my credit score is 400 and I've got thousands of dollars in debt and crap on there. How am I ever going to fix this? Well, it's difficult, but it can be done. I did it. I didn't have any money. I still was able to get it done. The first thing you want to do, which another Credit Karma is great for, is go and dispute those negative things on your credit report. You can dispute them, and even if you recognize it, and it's yours. Yes, I remember having that bill. I remember not paying my Comcast. I remember not paying my electric bill for that house. Dispute them anyway. Put whatever, because it'll ask for a reason. Say, put down no knowledge of this account or something like that. Oh, I didn't remember. You know, that way you can fool yourself into thinking that you actually didn't remember when you did. But put down you don't know about that account, or that account had been closed, something like that. What Credit Karma will do is they will send a letter to the company. And the company has a limited amount of time to respond back with proof. Now, if they don't respond back, it's not actually Credit Karma that's doing it. It's like TransUnion is doing it. But they will send back, they will have to send back proof that, yes, that was your account. And if it was your account and they do send back proof, it will stay on your credit report. But 9 out of 10 times, they don't do that. It's too much trouble. So it will just get deleted off your credit report. Bye-bye bad stuff. Save thousands of dollars. Don't have to pay them off. That is the best way to get rid of bad things on your credit. Now, if they do send back proof and it is going to stay on your report, then you're limited to what you can do to get rid of it. Basically, you've got to pay it. But you don't have to pay all of it. You can settle with the company that you owe the money to. Call them. Talk to them. Explain to them, I can't pay this. What can we do? And argue with them for a while. They will, a lot of times, charge you 50 cents on the dollar. You can pay it off for half of the original amount because they bought it for pennies on the dollar. So you can save a ton of money. So let's say you owe an old electric bill for $300 and you don't pay it and it goes to collections. What that means is the electric company sold that account to a collection agency for pennies on the dollar. A $300 account, they probably sold it to them for $20-$30. And then anything over that that the collection agency collects is profit for them. So they will always make an offer of less money. Some of them will even take payments on that money. And then it will disappear off your credit report. Or it'll stay. It'll just be put down as settled. Now, if you paid it in full, the credit's difference between settling and paying in full is only a couple of points on your credit report difference. So settling, save the money, best way to do it. And like I said, 9 times out of 10, disputing it will get rid of it. But if you can't dispute it, call them, talk to them, get it straightened out. Now, once you've got your credit score cleaned up, and I mean, stuff on your credit score, you can always wait it out. It'll disappear after 7 years, but you know, that's a long time. So once you've got that removed, your credit score could be clean, no, nothing negative on it, and your credit score could be terrible because it went bad. Because the longer you have negative things on your account, it will show as missed payments. Every month you missed a payment on that account. So your credit score will get trashed and it will just drop down into really low amounts. I believe mine dropped down to right around the 400 mark because of a bad divorce and some child support payments that they wanted me to pay, but I had custody. I didn't want to pay child support when I had custody. So it was a big mess. And my credit took a big hit. Once that all got straightened out, everything got removed off my credit report, all the negative stuff, my credit score was still bad. It didn't fix it. So I had to do, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I got a secured credit card. For a $200 secured credit card, my score jumped up like 150 points in a matter of weeks. And I started doing the same thing that I described to do as a new person. Getting credit. Of course, I'm having to build from really bad all the way up as opposed to having no credit and building it up. So it's going to take longer. It's going to be harder to get the credit score up. It's not going to go up as fast or as high as somebody that had no credit and just built up good credit from the beginning, but it can be done. But like I said, it's going to take more time. So you know, that's pretty much it. 20 minutes of some basic information about your credit. Get a Credit Karma account and get you a secured credit card and start building that credit. Yeah, if you have the bad credit, you can get that secured card no matter what your credit score is. Get that right away. And that will start helping as far as the age of the credit score and on-time payments and stuff, that will start helping your credit score while you're getting rid of the bad stuff. So whatever you do, keep those, you know, pay it off. Don't use a lot of credit. I made the mistake once of having a credit card and using it to pay a deposit on something, which maxed out the credit card. My credit score took a hit, a big hit, like 120 points hit just from maxing out the card. I didn't miss any payments, nothing like that. I just, my credit utilization went up too high. It went up to somewhere around 80%, 90%, something like that. And it just smashed my credit. Dropped my credit utilization back down to zero, paid it off, and it only went back up. It had dropped 120, and it only went back up by about 80. So it didn't fix it completely. I lost 40 points just from that one little mistake of using my card to pay something and not paying it off right away. So it's very important to not let your card utilization go up. Now, once you have decent credit and you want to get better credit, or you feel like you've hit a wall and your credit's not going up much more and you need it up higher, you need to diversify your credit types. Credit cards themselves are fine to start out with, but if you want to get better credit, you need different types of credit, such as maybe a store card like Walmart or Amazon or something like that. Get a store credit card. It's a different type of credit, but it will impact your credit score positively. A car loan will do that as well. That's a very good thing to do. You've got two different kinds of credit, three different kinds of credit. And as long as you're making your payments, you're good to go. And if you start off, like I said, like at 18, in 4 years when you graduate college, which you shouldn't graduate college in 4 years, that'll be another podcast. And I will explain why. But after 4 years, you should have really good credit. Then you get you a job, buy you a car, score goes up. Save up some money, a few more years, buy yourself a house. Whatever your plans are. Okay. My next podcast should be coming soon, and we will most likely be discussing education and work, basically. So thank you for listening. If you have any comments, I have no idea how you'd send them to me, but send them to me. And soon we'll have a website available with information from the podcasts, links to our other podcasts, and links to any affiliates that we're talking about, like Credit Karma, which isn't an affiliate. I get no money from them, unfortunately. And other helpful information and text versions. So that's something to look forward to. All right. Thanks for listening.